Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This weekend, I'm driving with my family on the interstate. We're headed somewhere. And I noticed on the left-hand side as I'm driving, this huge, huge crowd of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the highway is elevated. The interstate is elevated. So you can actually see kind of the side roads, if you will, the service roads on you know, below you.
Mm-hmm.
And from a distance, I see these crowds of people. I see fire trucks. I see a bunch of flags. And I'm thinking, what in the world is going on? I mean, just masses of people.
Uh-huh.
I go, I didn't hear nothing. What's? It was so compelling what I saw that I literally had to keep on driving, get off of the interstate, stop where I was going.
And go see what it was.
I had to go see what it was. I show up. There's bikers on their motorcycles. The American flag is like everywhere. People are holding signs. They're outside of this church. And I'm thinking, what is going on here? So I pull on over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, sir, what's happening? And he tells me he has a Wounded Warrior shirt on. And he says, we're actually here in support of Staff Sergeant, Army Staff Sergeant Jesse Thomas.
Mm.
This soldier was from the area, and he had died June the 10th in Afghanistan.
Oh, wow.
But the community and the church showed up in support because there were rumors. Listen to this. Rumors that there's of the Westboro Baptist Church in Kansas,
mm-hmm.
that they've made a name for themselves for protesting the wars and soldiers that have passed away.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, that have been killed in duty. Mm-hmm. And they've been protesting funerals. Funerals!
Ah, I've heard about that. That's awful.
Yeah. So when word got of it that they were headed to this soldier's funeral,
mm-hmm.
the people in this community, the church, the true church God,
mm-hmm.
arose. Because let me tell you something. You don't promote God with hate. You know, God is love. And God, listen, you're known by your fruit. You're not known by the name that you call yourself or the sign outside your building. You're known by how you live your life. And even Jesus says you'll be known by your fruit. And for believers, we're known by the love that we have. Love, mm-hmm. love is your calling card. And it was so beautiful to see all of these folks. I mean, you had to see. We're going to have pictures for you on the torch. But I was so proud to be an American. I mean, I was glad that my sons were able to see this, my wife. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, this is awesome. I wish we could have stayed. We had some place to go, but I'm thinking, this is awesome. This is great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they said there was over 1,000 people. You understand, it was like 90 degrees sweltering hot. I mean,
right.
It was hot and muggy. And all these folks were out there. They had signs. They had flags. They were all spread out in the street.
Right.
And the unity that was there, and the diversity of races that were there, and the diversity of backgrounds, you had community folks and churches, and just, it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And what they decided to do was form what others have called is a wall of love. They wanted to block out anyone that would come to protest. And no,
wow.
We're not going to do that here. We're not going to do that. We're going to honor this soldier who died. In Afghanistan,
mm-hmm.
the military has not released the details of his death, so we don't know how he passed away. But he was 31 years old. We're talking about Army Staff Sergeant Jesse Thomas Jr. And he was 31 years old. He's married, was married. He's a father of three young children.
Mm.
Three young children. And how many do we have, you know, soldiers, men and women alike, that have given their lives? Given their lives, you know, to defend freedom, to defend our Constitution. And it was so wonderful to see a whole community come on out to support and just hold back any kind of negativity, any kind of protest. Representative Jeff Miller was there, my understanding. They had all sorts of majors and all higher up guys in the military with all of their badges and medals. Then you had this whole biker group. I think it was 400 of them that showed up. Oh, wow. And my understanding is they go to all of these funerals of the soldiers that have been killed in, you know, Afghanistan or Iraq in the war. And it's just like, wow, this is so beautiful. This is so beautiful. And I don't understand why anyone would want to protest a funeral or protest soldiers coming back home who have defended our country, but on the front lines. You know, all of this kind of reminds me when I was a youngster, just a kid growing up, and you know how you'd see some of these movies from, you know, the past? You didn't live during that era, but you see these movies, and I don't know what movie it was, but I was a young child, and I remember the first time I saw videos or news clippings regarding how people treated Vietnam veterans when they're coming back from Vietnam. I was shocked. I was blown away as a child. I just couldn't believe. It was like, as a young kid, I was able to distinguish and say, wait a second. I don't think that these guys had the choice to sign up. A lot of those guys are just drafted in. They went all the way across the world because that's what the country and, you know, that's what they were told to do. And they fought a war. They didn't have a choice. And yet, they come on back, and people were dogging them out. All these guys that suffered all of that stress, all the stuff that they saw. I mean, we still have men that are walking around emotionally scattered from Vietnam. I mean, emotionally, mentally, physically, scarred. And then to come back home, to have people that are screaming at you, spitting at you, protesting you, as if you had anything to do with it. And that should not be. We should honor those brave men and women now that are even women now that are going to be on front lines, that are actually protecting our nation, protecting freedom, defending our Constitution. And it's just my heart just so swelled up with just amazing joy. I mean, I'm telling you, it was probably one of the coolest, nicest things that I have ever seen. And it crossed every type of barrier line that you could imagine. It crossed race. I mean, you saw that this is an area that was kind of racially divided, and then also all the races there. I mean, it was just, it was a great outpouring of love, of strength, of community. And we saw that the true church stepped up and said, listen, we're not going to allow anybody to come in here. I don't care what you call yourself, but you're not going to come in here and promote hate. You're not going to come in here and promote protest. And they formed this awesome, they just covered them out, stood right in front of them. And they displayed the American flag. It was just absolutely beautiful. And I say, listen, I'm proud to be an American. I hope you are too. And if anyone is here and you're not proud to be an American, you don't want to be American. Let me tell you, there are a lot of countries around the world that you can go to. I mean, you don't have to be here.
You don't have to stay here.
You don't have to stay here. If you don't like our Constitution, if you don't like freedom, if you don't like the laws that we have here in this wonderful nation, nobody's forcing you. But don't come to this country with another agenda. Don't come to this country with another idea that you're going to want to change this country, change the Constitution, change what we've been having all these years. Listen, you're coming here to become an American. You're not coming here, which is really important, to change America into where you've came from. If it was that good, it should have stayed. Really, I mean, we're coming to that point because you're seeing folks that are coming. When you become, and we took the citizenship test, trust me, you want to listen to this and pass this to a friend. It was a grueling, humorous moment. But we took the citizenship game live on air. We answered 100 questions, attempted to at least, to answer some questions that folks that are seeking to be citizens of the United States would have to take the immigration test to become full citizens. And you'd be surprised at the information that was in there and what we learned, what we knew, and what we didn't know. But one of the things that happens when you become a citizen, you're saying, I am renouncing the citizenship of whatever country that I've come from, and I agree that I'm going to be an American. I want to be an American. I'm going to know what this country, history about this country, And I'm also going to know about the Constitution. And let me tell you, that's some good wisdom right there, because we want to hold our country, we want to keep it, and we want to protect our Constitution, and we don't want to see the unraveling of America. I mean, unfortunately, it's looking that way. Unless the church repents, unless the church cries out to God and says, listen, we are sorry. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us for everything that we've done. And it was awesome to see the outpouring of love, the outpouring of honor for Staff Sergeant Thomas. And one man was quoted as saying that, I didn't know him, but he was a brother. This was Larry Jamison, 63. He said, once you put on that uniform, once you put that uniform on to fight for your country, you're a brother forever.
Wow.
I mean, it's awesome. We're getting ready to celebrate the 4th of July, the Independence Day. It's coming up. I'm excited. And it's wonderful to share about freedom and share how great our country is. And we can't forget. And you're seeing that there's a remnant. You're seeing that there are Americans in this country that still love America. They still believe that this is the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Yeah.
Where we can have rights to serve God openly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. It was a great thing that just happened this weekend. And I'm honored that I even had just had a chance to catch it as I was just driving by and see what was happening. I mean, I just thought that was so cool. I thought I could appreciate that, you know. But I'm glad that I pulled me over. I was compelled. I mean, right. I was absolutely compelled. I had to see what was going on, because I didn't see crowds like that spilling all into the street. I'm thinking, mm-hmm. What in the world? And I knew it had to be something good. When I first saw the fire truck, I'm thinking, oh no, what was that? The tragedy.
Happened. That's the first thing I thought of.
That's what I thought too. And I saw the fire truck and I saw all these crowds. And then I kept seeing all the sea of red, white, and blue, red, white, and blue. I mean, kept going. I'm like, mm-hmm. I didn't know something was happening. I'm going to check that out. And I'm so glad that we did. And if you're a soldier or if you're a veteran, we want to say, hey, we love you, we appreciate you, and thank you for standing strong for our country.
Yes.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis, to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.